Hello, my name is Roy St. John with This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. On August 28, 1963, on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., the African-American Civil Rights Movement reaches its high watermark when Martin Luther King Jr. speaks to more than 200,000 people attending the March on Washington.
I have a dream that one day the thousands of bombs
Nobody
I have pointed
wants
at
to hear what you have to say. Everywhere you go, you just talk. Let someone else speak. We're all in this movement.
Yeah?
You're sensitive. God!
Now.
Oh my God.
It's a movement with all of us.
Can't shoot somebody?
I have thousands of equal rights bombs pointed at strategic locations in the United States.
You're going with me. Bang! Bang!
I don't know about you, but I don't feel like that actually solved anything.
Yeah, that seemed relatively ineffective. Maybe we should get the real Dr. King out here.
They're questioning us!
Hey.
Bang!
Ow! Damn it!
And take his gun away.
Yeah, whoa! Seriously.
And kick him.
Don't worry, I'm out of bullets.
Real Dr. King, can you get out here and use words instead of violence to solve this problem?
Why, yes. Yes, my friends, as you can see, violence doesn't solve anything. Might I ask, why are all of you white?
Long story.
Just kind of born that way.
Yeah.
Genetics.
Guess it's a shorter story than I thought.
And from then on, the nonviolent tactics that the actual, real Martin Luther King Jr. took on did achieve lots of good things, and it's actually a happy ending for once. Make sure that you use words instead of violence towards your ends, because that's a good idea. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.